Teucha is still, since here it's not really in the middle of the Kli, it's on the Ram, and your Ram is in the Kli, so maybe that's called Teucha. Kamashma, no, it's not called Teucha, and therefore it's still Tummy. Teucha means it's inside one Kli, it's closed up in that Kli, and you bring that Kli now inside the Tanner, and Echnami, then the Tanner would be Tor, that's called Teucha. But over here, since it's in your body, that's not considered Teucha, so after Chiddush here, the Tanner would become Tummy. Alright, we'll stop here. In Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, on top. Amar Rav Shlokha. Rav Shlokha says like this: Kono bekointoi shel zav. Or kono is like a reed, like a rod, like a stick. Bekointoi, that says under his arm, of the zav, a man that's a zav. Now the he sits by a Torah. This stick now, the zav moves it and it touches a Torah like a person. Shlokha is Torah chiddush that the person that's Torah remains Torah, is not tamei. Even though the Zav is making a Heset, the Zav is moving him, and there is a Tumas Heset, but soon says still is Tor. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say, Kono Bekoimtoi Shotor. This stick, this rod, is becomes like under the arm, Koimtoi is like a fold, a part of the body, it's a base of storm that's covered up. Shotor, the Torah, like a person. The Heset by a Zav, and he moves now the Zav. The Heset by a Zav. This stick now, the he moves the Zav, so then Tommy, he becomes Tommy. Porsche, this is a Tumas Masa. When the Tordic person like moves the Zav, it's like a Tumas Masa, it becomes Tommy. So what's the difference? My timer. The Yom HaKroa, the apostle says like this, V'chol HaSheyiga Boy HaZav, anything the Zav touches, but V'yodav LoShotep HaMam, he didn't wash his hands off yet. So with Darsh, and this part is teaching us, this is a new type of a tumma. That here the Zav, he's not like touching the object, he's just making it move. And by all of the tummas, we don't have that. All of the tummas, if the sheretz makes something move but does not touch it, it does not become tummy. It's only by a tummas hesed by a Zav. That if a Zav makes something move, so that chayfus becomes tummy. And shlemitzinu loy tumma b'cholat terakulu, we don't find any place else a tumma like this, where the tomatic of things move something, does not touch it, just makes it move. The Afka Rachmanab Lashon Negiyah, the Torah says over here, this Lashon of, it's Lashon of Negiyah, that it says, V'chola Sheyiga Boy Hazav. So meaning to say, L'meimro, Tehesit V'Negiyah Kiyodav. That when the Zav moves something, it's just like a Negiyah, when you touch something with your hands. So Mahasa Mavroi, a regular din of Neg, or Negiyah of touching, you have to touch the outside of your body. That's what tumas of a mace or the sheris touches you, so it touches the outside of your body, then you become tummy. But let's say it touches under the arm, it touches a base astorim, there's no tumas magda by base astorim. If it touches, goes inside your mouth. A base astorim, then you do not become tummy through tumas magda. So af hocha mavroi, the same thing here also, when the Torah said this anochom, that if a zav has tumas hesit, means that the zav here is holding on to this stick, and the zav with the sticks moves something, that's called Hesed, that thing becomes Tamei, that's mamish like a Tumas Negiyah, meaning that the outside, the hands of the Zav has to move, it has to touch the stick. But over here, that the stick is under the Zav's arms, so that's like a base of Storim, therefore just like there's no Tumas Maga there, who then there's no Tumas Hesed. So that's when the Zav is moving the Torah. But the other way, where the Torah digger person is moving the Zav, that's not Tumas Hesed, that's like Tumas Masa. If a Torah is like holding up but moving a Talmudic thing, that's Tumas Masa, then it becomes Talmud. Now the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, Aval HaZav or Bakari Einu Metamim, by Zav and Bakari, they're not Tummy if the Zav is in, when it's in, when it's in, inside the body, only when it comes outside the body, not like an Isha. So the Gemara says, Zav, how do we know this? By Milsi Zav, this is the Pasuk says, Ki Yiyah Zav Mipsarei. So we dash not say yet say zovim b'sarah till the zav comes outside of his body. The same thing Balkeri. The pasuk says the ish ki teitzim imenu shichva zera mashma teitzim has to come out of his body. So man is only tummy when it leaves his body, not when it's inside. Then it says the Mishnah, what's going to be hayoichel b'truma? Said this kohen was eating truma for hirgishbo, and he had a sense of feeling that the zera was about to come out of his body, that was oichel ready into his aver and about to come out. So the Mishnah says, Oichas, the Eitzer is, he should hold on to his Eiver, to hold back the Zera, and then finish swallowing the Truma, and then let the Zera, then it will be cursed, become Tummy. Because here the case was, this Kohen was in the middle of eating Truma. So we'll let the Zera come out now, he become Tomei, that's no good. He'll be Metama the Truma. So you let her hold on to his Zeva to hold it back. So Mer says, I've got Tanya, we learned, Reb Lezo Oimer, that Koloiches B'yom O'mash, whoever holds on to his Zeva and lets out the urinates, is Kilo Mevu Mabul Erlem, you bring in a Mabul. But that was the chet of the Mabul, that they were Mashke Zera, they had Tzoy Zera Levatola. So you see, he now hold on to your Zeva. So how could the Mishnah say the Kohen could hold on to it to hold the Zera in? So my answer is, I'm Rabbiya, Bermatlis Ovo. We're talking about a thick cloth. So a thick cloth does not make him hot. That would not make the Eivor make out more Zera come out. Rava says, Afilu Tema Bermatlis Rock. Even more says, talking about now, a soft talus. A soft cloth. Kivon Diyoka Roka. But since Lamaisa, the Zera started to come out already, so we're not afraid more will come out. So therefore here we're not afraid by holding it, even though you make yourself hot, we're not afraid to cause more zera to come out. Marcel, what's our bias? Well, if our bias holds no, chayin do mosle asufe, bias no, even though this doesn't come out anyway, but we're afraid if you hold the raven now, maybe you cause more to come out. So therefore you're not allowed to hold. Only with a thick cloth. For Rabbi, the Gemara says, Lasufu lechashin, he's not afraid more will come out. So the Bach says, Veloy, is that true? He's not afraid, why not? For a Tanya would learn like this. Lom is a dem, what is this like? Lenoisin etz babayin, somebody puts his finger in his eye. That shekolzaman, shetz babayin, kolzaman, the finger is in the person's eye. Madmas, it makes you tear. For chayzeros madmas, you tear more. So where you see, the more you hold on to Yevra, the more zero you cause to come out. So why isn't Rav afraid? Maybe if you hold on to it, now you cause more to come out. Where it says, no, the Rav holds like this. Kol achmumi. Once your Eva got hot, and Rashi explains that the Zera was Iker, like a whole bunch came out into it. So v'hodur achmumi v'shayt l'shchiach. It's not shchiach, now the same time later, you'll have more Zera come out. So Rashi explains, when just a little bit comes out at a time, so we're afraid holding on to your Eva will cause more to come out. But over here, the Kohen felt an Akira, like he felt all the Zera coming out. So, this Akira, all of it comes out of one shot. So if you hold it in now, good. But then when it comes out, it'll all come out of one shot. The same more will come out. Here we're not afraid more will come out. So in such a case over here, Rava holds that you light hold on to your Eva. We're not afraid more will come out. Here there's no chet of making Zera Levatala. Omar Shmuel says like this. That kol shichva zera shein kol gufei magrish bo, if the body doesn't feel it coming out, ain't a matam, it's not matam you, or else it's not called an avatumma. My time, what's the reason? Shichva zera merachmonis vidashn means beruya lazri, it has to be fit that it should be able to come pregnant from it. And that has to be zera that comes out from the body bahagosha. If it doesn't come out that you feel it, that zera is not fit to make a nisha pregnant, that has no tumor on it. That's Rav Shmuel's halacha. Mace, we have a question. It says, somebody had a dream at night. He was thinking about an Isher at night. The Yomar, and he stood up. He found like his Eva was hot. So, Locher's Tomei. We say his Tomei Minasafik. That most probably Zera came out when he was thinking about it in the nighttime. So, the question is why? You're telling me now, if it comes out without Hagosha, it's Tor. So, Monashach, he didn't feel it coming out. So, why is he Tomei? For instance, Tirgum or Rav Huna will learn the Pshat from the Mishnah of the Mikvois is that the Mishamish Mitosa the Chalonmai. Here was our person was dreaming, had a dream that he was living with a lady. So if that was his dream, the Yevshel Shamish Blei Hagosha in Echonami. The Mirstami had the feeling of the Gosha in his dream. So it's possible Zera did come out then. In Echonami, there was Hagosha there. Therefore, he's Tomei Min HaSafik. Lishnach, we know the Loshna is like this. Omar Shmuel. The shichva zera does not come out of the body like shooting out like an arrow. Is that a matama? That's also not matama you. So, in the yorek yichetz, Rashi says, so what's the difference between whether it's yorek yichetz or not, or just hagosha, ma'ika? Between high lishna, high lishna, the difference would be ikuvenayu nekra bihagosha. That was nekra bihagosha. The zera came out bihagosha, but for yotzeshleh bihagosha, then it came out without hagosha. It didn't come out with yorek yichetz. So according to the first lotion, since it was naked, like it started to come out in the body, into the Eva Bagosha, that's enough. But according to the second lotion, it has to come out the Zeriah like. Here it didn't come out, therefore it's not Tommy. So Mora says, Milsa the Pshitla Shmuel after Shmuel had it was Poshitim, is Miboy the Rav, Rav had it for doubt. The boy Rav had a shayla, what's going to be? Nekro Bagosha, the Zerah started to come like from the body into the Aver, he felt it. But for Yotash Leibagosha, when he left the body, there was no feeling then. Now, what's the Locha? So Rav has it for shayla. So Toshra, I'll bring you proof like this. It says, Locha also Mishnah Mikvois, that the Baal Keri Shetovol, the person that saw Keri, saw Zerah, so he's told me he went to the mikvah. But lo hito mayim, but he did not urinate yet. So Locha is, even though he went to the mikvah, he's Torah then, but later, l'kashiyata mayim, when he urinates, tomei, he becomes tomei. Why? Because I say that for sure some Zerah comes out with the urine. So the question is why? He's not margashah, though he doesn't feel it. So why should he be tomei? So for instance, Shan Yosmi is different. Deruba bagosha nofak. Because most of the Zerah already came out bahagosha. So Mela, that Zerah is tomei. So even though there are a few drops still left in the body, that's still called Zerah that's tomei. Therefore, even though later when it comes out without hagosha, here it's different. This is called Zerah that's nabatum already. Lishnachrina, Lev Lashna is like this. Lishnachrina, Armilo sounds like this. Oma Shmuel, that called Sheikh Vazerah Shen Yorah Kechetz. And this Sheikh Vazerah, when it comes out of the body, doesn't shoot out like a chetz, like an arrow. And Zayna Masras, that cannot make the Isha pregnant. So if that's what Shmuel said, the Deek is, then Azru Yehud Le Mazri, it doesn't make her pregnant. But according to this pshat, he would become tummy though. Even though it comes out without chetz, without hagosha, he could be tummy. And what's the reason? Shneva the pasuk says, "Kiya b'choish asher loyia tor." First nap is not tor; it is not clean. Meaning, because Zerah came out mikra, that something happened at night. So we darshin mikra means afilu karabiyolam, any type of carry that comes out of you, you become tummy. So even though there was no hagosha, still you'd be tummy. That's how this last lashon in the Kshor Shmuel holds that the Zera would be tummy even without Hagosha. It's only a chiddush that she can become pregnant from that type of Zera. But boy, Rob has a child like this. What's going to be? Oyvin Kichov, a man was a goy. Shehiru, he had Hiru, and Mela the Zera was about to come out. But before it came out, the Yorad Vatobli went down to the mikvah to become a Ger, to become a Jew. And it came out of his body after he became a Jew. The Loch is by a goy, there's no Tumas Zera Midi Raisa. There's no tummy, even with rabbanan not. When it comes to Jew, now it's tummy somehow. So it came out now, though, without hagosha. So what's the locha? In Tim Slim, if you want to tell me, Tosar Aki Razlina, that usually go bosa the way it started to come out of the body. It was oiker into the aether. And since by a Jew, if there will be oiker with hagosha, it would be tummy. But honey, mean when was that said? Lechumra, only go lechumra by Israel. Here, if you want to say Gobosa Akiram, since he was a goy, then you want to say he's Torah. So I don't say this Lakula. Maybe here I have to go to Chumra to say Gobosa the way it comes out of the body. Or Duma maybe Leishna, there's no difference. That's a good Teiku. The case like this, where the person was a goy, the Shasta Zera was Oiker from his body into the Aver. And then later it came out, he was already a Jew. So the Gobosa Akira, the Gobosa that comes out, this is a Teiku. Good. Let's just take another shah. What's going to be boy rub? Rub a shah like this. What's going to be zova? You have an isha zova. She nekra meme magraglehel. When an isha is a zova, so all her mayonis atame. Whatever comes out to her, the meme raglehel, the urine comes out of her, is also a navatuma. The case there was she was a zova and she was a goya. Now the rabbonin gave a goya shiks aloha like a zova. So the rabbonin now her may raglehel is tame. Not midi rice on the rabbanon. So it was nekra meimir raglehel,